Wayne State College is where your choice of 130 academic pathways lead to the career that's right for you. It's where the region's lowest cost bachelor's degree opens doors to high-paying, in-demand jobs. It's where small class sizes turn into big careers. And it's where opportunities today prepare you to lead tomorrow. Wayne State College. Our focus is your future. Get your career started today at explorewaynestatecollege.com.
What's up, internets? Welcome to the ROI of Why, your number one podcast that focuses on all things business and purpose and impact and what's happening in the world right now. Man, we are joining you in a little bit of a different fashion today. Normally, the four of us get in a room, we look at each other in the face, and we talk into microphones with our mouths, and we get to have that kind of experience. Today, we are going to be connecting via video chat. It's an experience that we are all getting very acclimated to. But yeah, I'm really excited to welcome, as always, our co-hosts. We have Angie Kubicek.
Hi.
There you are. Mr. Graham Pansing Brooks, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And as always, we have our audio engineer and just tech guru wizard of all things, Mr. Dustin Wilborn. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking.
Very good. So we wanted to hold a very special edition or episode of the podcast today, not to necessarily to talk about, you know, what's happening on social media, what's happening out there in the digital world, in the real world, and how people are reacting to it, but more so talk about what we are seeing, you know, being boots on the ground, working with and for companies, Graham's experience working with companies for their purpose-driven missions, impact, all of the components there. We just wanted to share what we are experiencing out there with different companies, and our hope is that, you know, somebody listening to this could maybe get some ideas as to ways they can serve their community right now, better connect with their customers right now, support different individuals or different businesses locally that need it now more than ever. And so that's essentially what the focus of today's episode would be. Would you guys want to throw any razzle-dazzle or glitter on top of that to give it any more context or color?
No, I think you kind of nailed it. But the one question I have is, I think, Graham, you are the one who has been in a little bit of quarantine the longest because you're being mindful of the other people that are surrounding you. So how are you holding up?
it's been interesting. I'm going on day 10 of self-quarantining right now. And
where is your beard?
Just try.
Where is your beard? Why do you not have?
I should be there. You know, at this point in time, every hour is happy hour.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
just trying to find the positivity in everything. It's been interesting. You know, my parents are getting up there, and so just trying to be mindful and thoughtful of those that are around us, and even outside of the family, making sure that we're doing our part to stay quarantined, to stay healthy, to stay safe, mm-hmm. And probably most importantly, to stay positive. But yeah, day 10 is we're getting there. I think we're in it for the long haul, mm-hmm. trying to find activities and ways to stay connected. I've started doing virtual happy hours with friends.
Yeah,
attaboy.
And it's been good. We're staying positive, so it's good. How are you guys,
Coops? How are things in your neck of the woods?
You know, I feel a little spoiled because my kids are still having childcare, and so I'm working from home, staying locked down, but I have someone helping me manage my minions and doing the homeschool education for me, which is really helpful. I really am feeling for all of the team members and friends who are talking about their homeschool woes right now. So I'm doing well so far. We just got snow in Nebraska, which was really not fair. If you're going to be locked up at home, I think it's not cool to make us have to then not be able to even go outside. But it is what it is. But you are, Andrew, doing the parenting and work from home thing right now. How's the balance?
Well, we're trying, right? So day one, so we are in day seven of quarantine. It was interesting. Day one was our first day of, you know, being teachers. And it was an interesting day. We had two of our students get suspended for fighting. And then both of the teachers on staff were fired for drinking on the job. It was a weird day. But in all seriousness, we are in day seven. We have a bit of a unique setup here at the house where my fiance, Shay, her oldest, Johnny, he's 14 and he's with us 100% of the time. And then my three, I have Eden, who is 12. I have Roman, who is 6, and Phineas, who is 4. We have them every other week for a week, but they are going to be staying with us until ? For a few reasons, right? So Eden's mom, she had a baby 2 days before everything like hit the fan and everybody started to go inside for the long haul. So he's 2 days old at that point, and there's no immune system there. So we made the decision, her mom and I, to keep Eden here. And then my 6-year-old Roman, he's had a weakened immune system from birth, and so he's very susceptible to anything like this. And his doctor like strongly recommended that like stay away from people. That this would be, you know, a very hard thing for him to overcome. You know, I know that like the data out there that of what we currently understand of this virus and you know what the effects that it has on human beings. And you know, the scientific community, the medical community, they're learning as they go. You know, like literally, you know, every minute, every hour, there's new information that they're discovering. You know, most individuals in our age demographic will likely be able to overcome this and be fine health wise. But you know, young newborn babies, that would be tough there. Individuals with, you know, health conditions that are underlying or weakened immune systems would be rough for them, and then the elderly. So, I'll circle back to that in a second. But the reason that the boys are both staying here full time is their mom. She's a PA, and she's been at a clinic here in Lincoln for several years. And on Monday, after all the FEMA funds were opened up and released and test kits started to become available, her clinic is now receiving, you know, N number of test kits a week. And her, as the PA there, she's also serving as the triage. So when somebody calls to say, here are my symptoms, it's her job to determine whether or not they check the boxes that have been passed to her by the CDC and the World Health Organization. Wow. And then to determine who gets a test. Furthermore, it's her job to facilitate the test. So we had to make the tough call that, you know, the boys would also be here full time. And so like, I can only imagine what, you know, all three of my kids' moms are going through right now, not being able to like have that physical interaction with their kids. But we're doing what we can with tons of FaceTime. The boys' mom, she's doing drop ships for us, you know, every day, every other day, stuff that, you know, she's, you know, picking up for the boys and whatnot. And we have a process wrapped around how long it has to sit out there, and then, you know, how you bring it in and all the things. And it's a very interesting thing, to be alive for, I think. You know, we always think about just a lot of the things that we take for granted, right? Like I make the joke in some conversations, like, man, the amount of doomsday preppers and germaphobes that are going to come out on the backside of this, it's going to be intense. But I was talking to Shay this morning, and the conversation about what comes out of the backside of this was actually one that gave me a lot of hope, which was, you know, there's a lot. There's a lot of amazing and good and powerful, purposeful, impactful things that happen in our world every single day. But, you know, depending on whether you try to focus on the positive or the negative, there's a lot of bad shit that happens too. And so, you know, going through something like this is new for everybody. There's not a single person on this planet that has ever experienced something like this very specific situation scenario. So this is new for everybody. You know, there's some people that are self-quarantining or they're isolated. And I can only speak, you know, here in America, right? Like, you look at what's happening in Italy right now, that's a whole different scenario.
Insane.
But you got groups like us, that there's 6 of us, and we're just trying to keep our sanity. Today has been the best day as far as just, like, balance goes. But man, like Monday, Shay and I like looked at each other and were like, what is happening? How long has it been? And we was like, we're 2 hours into Monday. It was like, oh my God. I think the inverse of that is there are a lot of people out there right now that are going through this by themselves. And,
right.
So it's perspective is reality. We say that a lot on this show, and it's like, you could be by yourself right now and all you want is to be around other people, but you could be around other people right now and all you want is to be by yourself. And so for us, what we've done is we've tried to create a rhythm for the kids, but we've also tried to create like moments where we're allowed to, you know, have the me time, if you will. Mm-hmm. if you need a break, if you need to go off and do your thing, if you just to make sure that we're maintaining our marbles. Essentially, we've built an evening rhythm too with the kids, where, you know, one night we do something as a family, like all of us. The next night we're doing something with just the boys. The next night we're doing something just with the teenagers. The next night it's like almost like a pseudo date night for Shay and I. And so we're trying, we're learning as we go. It's getting easier though, for sure.
You know, I think it's it is a learning process, and you got to try new things and figure out ways to maintain that sanity. Whether it's doing in-home workouts, whether it's doing date nights, trying to find a sense of normalcy.
How can we even just in our
this
dated
period of uncertainty, I think is really really important. So I love hearing what you're doing, Drew, because I think it's important for listeners too to be thinking through how can we even just in our day-to-day lives right now add in some change of pace, some normalcy, some different aspects as we're self-isolating.
I was just going to say, I've been doing virtual happy hours with some of my girlfriends who also are some business leaders, and I think so far, I mean, we've been really fortunate in the sense that, like, my husband and I still have jobs at the moment. But one of our clients and one of my really good girlfriends, she works with the hospitality industry. And the hospitality industry, the service industry, the travel industry, it's just getting smacked right now so hard. And it is really, I've not experienced an economic shift quite like this. I think we've had recessions. I know. My dad had just graduated college and started his working career in the 1980, like, farm crisis that happened. And then there were some recessions in the 80s. But this is nothing I've seen in my lifetime, which is just kind of crazy. And so then to think about the economic challenges facing people, but as well as then having to be at home quarantined, that struggle, it's been really kind of cool for me to see the changes and how people just immediately started to become like humanitarians. Like even here in Omaha, we've been hit a little bit harder than Lincoln, just from what we know. I think we're probably equally spread. We're just having different results at the moment. But like, people are already waiving rent checks and things like that. That to me is giving me a bit of that hope that you're mentioning, Drew, that we come out of this. But yeah. I think that it's a little terrifying to hear about the impact this is going to have on the small business sector. Are you guys having conversations with people in small businesses? Like, what are they doing or what are you hearing that can help maybe someone get through this?
Yeah, most definitely. Well said. And I am having those conversations. And I do agree, though, that like the hope component is huge. And that's the piece that I think is going to be the biggest win on the back of this. At least that's my hope, you know, is that, you know, it's very easy for people to, regardless of political affiliation, regardless of, you know, spiritual belief or you know, whatever, however you're aligned as a human being, to focus on negativity or, you know, greed, consumption, all these things. And I really think that this is as awful and shitty as this is, this could be really a positive thing on the back for our species as a whole, to be able to come out of this for however long it is and then really look at each other and be able to not just like simulate empathy, but really, really know and feel that we are all humans, you know, going through shit, and we have to take care of each other. We have to take care of this planet. We have to take care of, you know, what finite things and resources we have available to us, because we are not invincible, and we are not all Superman or Superwoman or, you know, super whatever you identify with. We are giant bags of water and meat. And we are very susceptible to things, and unless we have each other's back, it's foolish to not think otherwise, you know. But I have been having conversations with business owners, and you know, it's interesting. The landscape is different. I've had conversations in a lot of different industries, and you have, you know, food service restaurant owners, you know, bar owners. They're doing everything they can to still connect with their client and their customer and their patrons in a way that allows them to, you know, cash flow and pay salaries and not have to, you know, let people go during a time like this. Mm-hmm. But what's really, really eye-opening for me is that, you know, in the small and mid-sized business sector, you know, it's a lot like the average American right now, where that paycheck to paycheck life, that's not just captive to us as citizens. Mm-hmm. It is also a part of the daily delta for a lot of businesses, where, you know, their P&L basically gives them a 3 to 4 week runway. And if they're not able to bring in revenue for that amount of time, it's just like, that's very problematic. And so I think what's happening right now, based on the conversations I've had, is we are seeing, you know, people kind of turtle up at the moment, and that makes sense. Fear, yep. It's everywhere. What's going to happen? What's, you know, it's unknown. It's uncertain. There is no sense of normalcy, like Graham said. But I do think that within the next few weeks, we're going to see more and more organizations start to embrace technology like never before. The amount of conversations that I've had with business owners over the years where it's, you know, well, nobody's going to really buy that from us online. Let's punt on that right now. You know, I think we're going to see those like, hold on one second.
Yeah, buddy.
I think that we're going to see a lot of companies that have shied away from technology really embrace it so they can continue mm-hmm. to connect with their customers.
Yeah, and I think that the other key thing for small businesses is going to be the SBA loans that are coming out, so that way people can try and keep people gainfully employed. And the other big thing for small businesses is to make sure that they are listening to the changes in HR policy that is coming out. There are some new rules and games that we need to be mindful of. And I know there are businesses out there that are going to say, I'm going to roll the dice. I don't think this can affect me. Well, you do need to not only try and keep your business operational, but protect your team members. Because to me, I mean, FireSpring, our organization, is still considered a small to mid-sized business. We're under that 500 threshold, which a lot of businesses are. And, you know, you're required to give that sick leave for the coronavirus and for the quarantine and those things. And that can be a big impact in a business. So making sure that you're protecting your staff is really critical right now. And actually following the social distancing rules is going to be important, not only for the safety of your team members, which we all assume you care about, but also for the protection of your own bottom line and the dollar values out there. I think that's going to be key for people to be more aware to those conversations that typically we kind of are like, yeah, another thing passed. Like, but these are really current and we all have to stay really informed. Graham, you put a social post out not too long ago asking like small businesses what they're doing to navigate through these hard times. Like, are you hearing some interesting stories come out?
Yeah. I think that one of the things, that's been really striking to me is, at times, I think that the darkest points in our history also pull out the greatest aspects of human spirit. And I think during this time of isolation and uncertainty, it's really important to maintain a focus on the positivity, to really highlight and elevate the stories of good work that's being done. And so I put out a social post the other day asking for just local stories of businesses that are doing good work. And, you know, the response and the number of stories that are coming back are pretty remarkable, from local stories, local businesses that are doing this, all the way up to national businesses. You know, hearing about Charter and Spectrum that are offering free internet for households that have a student in them, really focusing on trying to bridge that digital divide. Organizations that are offering free meals for families with students that are now out of school and that are facing, you know, the uncertainty of where are they going to get that next meal when schools are canceled. We're starting to see a lot of organizations stepping up to really provide that opportunity or that impact to lend a hand to neighbors, to other businesses, to individuals that are facing that are most vulnerable and that are facing the most risk at this point in time. I think that it's been really exciting in my mind to see the positivity and the businesses and the individuals that are stepping up to say, you know, we can get through this, and that this too shall pass, and we're going to be able to come through this even stronger than we were before.
Well said.
Yeah, I think it's important for businesses to think about what they can do. And if you can't financially provide, sometimes it's just that, like, what else can we offer? Can we give people a resource or just share information with one another? I know something that we've done with some other organizations in the area is we're putting together like a business leader roundtable so we can collaborate and share ideas, because this is when it's going to get scrappy, folks. So this is when it's like, how do you pull it together and how do we offer solutions to each other to help keep each other nimble right now? Mark Cuban, I think, had a really great advice piece come out a couple days ago where he was really advocating for the small business owner, because they're going to get hit the hardest. But this is, to your point, Drew, not the time to just turtle up. Like, we get you have to cut spend, you have to cut budget, you're going to do all you can to keep your team members afloat. But let this be the time that you let your team members flex in ways that maybe they don't get to on their daily delta. I mean, how can you experiment with new ideas? Those are some of the things that I think small businesses, like, this is your time to get crafty. And this is usually where you find your differentiator. So use this quiet time for that moment. Drew, you've been a small business owner multiple times. Like, what are maybe some of the things that you would recommend to somebody?
Well, I mean, I've been fortunate enough over the last decade, you know, having owned my two agencies, but then even at FireSpring, like, I try to at least once a week work remote if my schedule allows for it. Granted, when I do that, I don't have the kids at home, and I'm also not a homeschool teacher. And it's funny because all these Common Core kids are about to learn how to carry the one with their new teacher in session. But, you know, I've been able to develop a pretty good rhythm for myself over the years, and I know it's new for a lot of people. So, you know, just, I've always been such a fan of being nimble, agile, quick, adaptable. I mean, that's what's worked well for me over the years, and that's what I've seen a lot of successful companies embrace. You know, trying to stay true to what's always worked. I've always had issues with that, regardless. Insight that I can give anybody out there who, you know, whether you're a work from home veteran or it's new to you. Or you're somewhere in between, because we're all humans, you know, it's a few things. One, video conferencing is more important now than ever. I will resoundingly plant my flag in that sand every single time. I would encourage people to use video conferencing, and, you know, whether you manage a team, you know, of, let's say, 10 people, or you have a company of 200 people, defining the rhythm in which you will have daily communication, and it's, you know, you make it required, as silly as it sounds, mm-hmm. to have that camera on. That's so important. The way that I'm handling things with my team, is every single day we get on the horn, we do a video conference, and we first work through, you know, what is it that we were all tasked to complete yesterday? What is the status of that? Was it, did we get it done? Is it incomplete? And were there any challenges that we ran into that we weren't anticipating? And then we also talk about what is it that we're all going to be focusing on today as individuals? And then are we, like, anticipating any challenges or you know, issues? One second.
Finny? Could you please? Would you off the phone? Could it be nap time over?
No, buddy. You actually have to take a nap for nap time to be over.
For the 15th.
Can I take a nap?
Yeah, I'm so there. Having that scheduled my happy hour started this morning with my oatmeal. So that like rhythm is super important, right? Because I know that there's a lot of companies and individuals out there that question whether or not remote employment can even work, right? There's an accountability question across the board for some people. So having that, and as silly as it sounds, I make everybody say what it is they're going to do because there's a subconscious commitment to accountability when we say things that way, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then we have Slack that we're able to utilize throughout the day for quick fire communication and whatnot. But the piece that I've really been focused on more so than just accountability is being a human being. Mm-hmm. Every person that I've talked to, whether they're on my team or it's somebody I report to, or it's just somebody I happen to be in a session with, whatever. I always make sure that I ask them, how are you doing? How is your headspace? How is your life? Tell me one new thing that you have going on in your world right now. But also always letting them know that if you ever need anything, right, even if it's a 5-minute like video conference where we can talk about guitars or beers or whatever it is you want, that interaction is insanely, insanely important for us. We take that shit for granted, right? We walk down the hall at work and we have these interactions that are almost on autopilot sometimes. And I think for a lot of people, it can feel like a lemming or it can feel surface level. But the second that they're removed, I think it really creates a sense of awareness to like what we take for granted as human beings. And so that's my biggest encouragement to everybody out there, whether you're a business owner, leader, team member, or a person who likes listening to companies or stories about people doing good things, and you're listening to this show, FaceTime everybody.
Yes.
We're encouraging all of our kids to FaceTime their friends as much as they can. FaceTime, your parents, your siblings, that cousin that did some dumb shit to you at a wedding 5 years ago, and you're still not over it. Like, talk to people. It's needed now more than ever.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. I read a thing recently that was stating that you need to be really mindful with your employees right now and your team members, and so get to know them. And so, not to be a creep, but like Dustin's on my team and he has probably the coolest backdrop out of all of the team members so far because it's in his like music rig space. And so you can ask questions and get to know your teams, which is like in a cool invite that they never like wanted to give you into their house. And so you can just get to know people on a different level, which I think is really awesome. I think, Graham, to kind of close this out, I think for today's discussion, what are some really kind of, I don't know, inspiring or simple ways that businesses can continue that like do more good foot like mentality during these kind of tough times? What are some just like maybe tips you would throw out there or resources for them to think about?
Yeah, I mean, I think that first of all, the figure out what your commitment is to your employees. I think that's a really important aspect during this time, is figuring out how we're going to weather the storm together. There are some really great stories of businesses stepping up to offer paid sick leave, organizations that are finding ways to weather the storm together. I'd encourage everybody to either download or buy and have shipped. Everybody Matters. It's a great book about how we can come together and weather storms. It's a story about a manufacturing business based out of St. Louis that weathered the storm together during the latest financial crisis in 2008, 2009, and how they were able to do that together, acting as a family, acting as one. So I think, first of all, take care of your team, take care of the members of your organization, your business, and make sure that everybody is feeling supported and together on this. And then I think that it's offering services. Figure out a way to reach out and recognize with your employees, with your customers, with your clients, with your community, that we're all in this together. And find ways to be able to just be a support, whether it's giving of services or giving of product, that's not always doable, but recognizing that we can reach out and be a support, you know, just being there to help one another, I think is really important. It's first and foremost, taking care of yourself, taking care of those that are around you. You know, physical activity is going to be important. I know Planet Fitness is offering free virtual online classes for people right now. Take care of your physical being, take care of your mental being. Headspace is offering free sessions for meditation right now. So make sure you're taking care of your physical and mental well-being, but also make sure that you're taking care of those that are around you and continuing to offer up services or continue to offer up just a helping hand. It may be as simple as a phone call for people that are really facing really critical moments right now. So I think it's just continue to be a human, you know, reach out and just offer a helping hand. I think you'll be surprised by the feedback you'll get from people, what they need, what they're interested in, what are the critical moments right now for them to be able to be feeling supported and together in this moment.
Awesome.
That's amazing. I would do nothing but agree. And the only thing I could even begin to add to that, Graham, would be remember to breathe, right?
Yeah.
It's so easy to get stressed right now. It's so easy to let the fear creep in. I'm a very pragmatic human being. I think it was Wednesday, because I think today's Friday. I think it was Wednesday, though, is the only time I've actually legitimately experienced fear for a second. And if we're not good for ourselves and for each other, our significant others, our spouse, whatever, our spouses, whatever, you are worth nothing to the kids or the other human beings that depend on you, right? So just remember to breathe and like headspace, headspace, headspace.
That's the only thing I can add to that. Well, Drew, you want to take us home today on our first virtual podcast?
Yeah, for sure. So first virtual podcast. You know, anybody out there who heard this episode that has other ideas, tips, tricks, insights, things that you, your family, your teams are doing or experimenting with that are helping, please hit us up. Shoot us a note on social media. Let us know what those things are. We want to make them as accessible to everybody that listens to this show as possible. So please do not hesitate to reach out to us. You know, we want to know what you guys got going on, and we want to continue to have these conversations if it helps even just one person. So hit us up on social, smash the subscribe button, do the thing. You guys know by now what it is that we are asking of you. Until next time, I'm Andrew.
I'm Angie.
I'm Graham.
And we'll catch you on the flip.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or driving that special car, or opening that business. Unfortunately, you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit AmFam.com.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or driving that special car, or opening that business. Unfortunately, you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit AmFam.com.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.